This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Democrat leaders in the U.S. House don't want to vote on abortion-related infanticide. The plan is to get a few rank-and-file members to see the light and allow that vote with a discharge petition. If your member of Congress is under that Democrat leadership, your letter to them can do one of two things. It will urge them to sign the discharge petition or allow them to accept and not ostracize other Democrats who sign the petition. The U.S. Supreme Court will not respond to undercover investigator David DeLayden in Planned Parenthood's suit against him. DeLayden claimed that he should be protected by anti-SLAPP laws. Those laws are designed to protect individuals against powerful interest groups that may be using lawsuits to intimidate and silence a person, especially one who tries to expose corruption or illegal actions. DeLayden needed four justices to approve his request, and that did not happen. While Planned Parenthood will continue its suit against DeLayden, his attorneys are still confident DeLayden can win. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The gauntlet of broken ad contracts, media blackouts, rejections by social media platforms, and strange movie ratings are not stopping large audiences from seeing the movie Unplanned. Final numbers put the abortion healing story of Abby Johnson in the top five shows over the weekend. Twitter now says its blackout on premiere day was a mistake. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.